B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub headlines. The Celtics ran over Miami at TD Garden last night, 102-82, to even up the Eastern Conference Finals at two games apiece. Jason Tatum scored 31 points to lead the green, but the bigger story was the defense, and Robert Williams' return to the lineup was a very big help.
Covering for each other, being in our spots, being what we were supposed to be last game. Even though I didn't play, you know, I noticed the slip-ups that we had on the defensive end.
The Heat missed their first 14 shots. They wound up missing two out of every three they took for the evening. Game five tomorrow night in Miami. Golden State goes to Dallas tonight. They'll be trying to sweep the Western Conference Finals. Patriots began organized team activities yesterday in Foxborough. Nick Folk, Lawrence Guy, Matthew Judon, Adrian Phillips, and Isaiah Wynn were among those missing from the workout. And the Red Sox Trevor Story was voted the American League's Player of the Week yesterday. Sox had last night off. They open up a three-game series in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the New England Revolution. Spend Memorial Day weekend with the New England Revolution this Saturday when they host the Philadelphia Union at 7:30. Get your tickets now at revolutionsoccer.net. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
Over the shoulder pass for Al Horford for the two-hand slam.
This is Al Horford, and you're listening to the flagship station of the Boston Celtics, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
This really feels like a big-time radio show.
Torcher and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Deadman hearing some boos. Fans looking for a villain now. Caleb Martin drives, reverse it up, and Al Horford blocks it again, puts his right hand over his eyes, as if he was looking to see how far he swatted that ball into the crowd.
What? Say what?
That dude wants to go to his first NBA Finals. In 2010, they were up 3-0 on Orlando, lost here at TD Garden in Game 4. That eventually went to 6 games. In 2012, they did win.
Hey, come back here with that food.
Never mind. Go ahead.
They did win Game 4 in 2012. Evening the Eastern Conference Finals.
Hey, we're Toucher and Rich.
Hey, come back here with that food.
Hey, guy in the trunk, what do you think of that?
It's a rite of passage.
It is a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Thank you for the
affirmation. I'm the son of the Pope.
I know you are. Well, listen, Cedric Maxwell there with Sean Grandy. You like them, naked guy in the back of a car?
Yeah.
Listening to them, it's got to mean something to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
I'm the son of the Pope.
Should Cedric Maxwell have given Rick Radzik's number to that a-hole in Charlotte?
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
All right, Cedric Maxwell. voice of your Boston Celtics.
A man who was very hungry last night, apparently.
Absolutely. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Cedric Maxwell, hello, sir.
How you doing, gentlemen? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. And can you put your finger on any reason why this series has been so erratic, or is it just two evenly matched teams who have off nights and on nights?
I think it's the Celtics, really. I would point to them more. I look at Miami a lot of times, most of their players right now, like Kyle Lowry, you could tell that he was hurt last night, and he had no lift, no elevation, took him out early. Jimmy Butler didn't play that many minutes. It just seems like that both teams right now, you know, kind of mash the gas and they play well and they get things going early or the other team just kind of walks away.
Now, Cedric, the one thing that I was saying this morning is that I think that the one thing that you can learn from these four games is that everything is different with the Celtics when Rob Williams is on the court. It seems like the entire, I mean, we looked at the numbers of how they, you know, attack when Daniel Tyson, how successful they are when he's on the court as opposed to when he is not. And you saw it, obviously, yesterday. The Miami team had such a hard time getting anything done in the paint when you had Al Horford and Rob in there. How important do you believe he is to this specific matchup?
Well, I think he's very important for this matchup because, you know, Rob blocked shots. And Bam is one of those guys. If Bam Adebayo is playing well, then the Celtics have had difficulty. When Bam is out on the floor and Rob is lurking in the weeds, then Bam has had a difficult time scoring. He is closing the paint area up. And, you know, if he rebounds, Miami's always looking over their shoulders, you know, when they're coming towards the rim. So that's why I think he's such a an important factor in this series.
Now, you watched him, obviously, you know, fairly close last night. Did you – because it looked like he was hobbling off a little bit there when they took him off the court. And I know afterwards he said otherwise, that he felt all right. What's your read on his availability for tomorrow night's game?
You know what? It's hard for me to say because – I think after game two that the Celtics won, I thought that I talked to the team doctors. We were in the elevator together at the hotel, and they were saying, I said, how's Rob? They said, oh, he feels great. He said he felt better in the second half as the game went along. And I was shocked when he didn't play in game number three. So my reads have been just kind of up and down. Talking to him last night, we just talked about the knee. He looked happy. But there did look to me, and this is just, you know, it's a basketball player looking at a guy. It looked like there was a little hitch in his giddy-up. And because of that, you know, I would be concerned. But I think one thing I talked to when I was talking to the doctors also, they said that Rob had a second opinion from some doctors in Dallas, and they said that, you know, he can't hurt the knee again, but he's going to feel a lot of discomfort, and it's going to be, you know, what he played, his pain tolerance.
Marcus Smart has spent a lot of the postseason hurt, Max. There was the quad, and now there's the badly sprained ankle, and the Celtics still went out there and blew Miami off the floor without him. Can they win this series if Marcus does not return?
I don't think they can. I think Marcus is such a key ingredient to what they do. You know, he was coming out last night after the game, and I happened to run into him and say, how you feel? He said, man, I feel pretty good. I said, your boys gave you another shot. He said, absolutely. And, you know, he is he's the heartbeat, I think, of this team, you know, right now when I watch them. You know, it's Tatum and Brown, obviously, their team. But when I look at, you know, them getting started and their emotional leader, Marcus seems to be that dude. That one thing I saw him last night, you know, even at the game, he had his ankle, you know, twisted and whatever happened, and he was sore. I told the guys, I said, why is he on the bench right now jumping up and down? Sit down. Put him in the back there. Put his ass in some ice, and then maybe that'll cool him off and just, you know, let the ankle heal.
Would you say that Marcus Smart is the heart and soul of this team?
Wow, that was pretty good. See where you're going with that. I like how you did that. The heart and soul of this team, the heart of it, the soul of this team. Maybe so. I just think the connection he's made. You know, when this team really turned the corner, obviously it was Tatum and Brown doing things, but it was also Marcus Smart calling out a couple of guys and saying, this is the way we have to win. This is how we're going to be better. Last year, they would have never done that because Brad did not like players publicly criticizing each other. Mm-hmm. Ime seemed to be on another page with that. He really thought, look, this is how games are won, this is how games are lost, this is how we grow as a team.
You know, that first quarter was interesting, and we've been talking this morning about how much of the lack of production from the Heat offense was what the Celtics were doing, and how much was it them being snake-bitten. Taking a look at that first quarter, where do you kind of lie on that?
I think the defense was just so good, you know, what they did. They connected well. And sometimes when you play a team and they're without a player, like, you know, Tyler Hero wasn't there or you had Marcus Smart wasn't there, I thought Miami kind of let their guard down a little bit. You know, they won a game probably that maybe they shouldn't have had, you know, when they you know, won number three here. And Celtics had, that was one of the most amazing games I had seen, you know. And the Celtics didn't deserve to win that game, but they fought and clawed to be back in that game despite 24 turnovers. I don't care who you're playing. You turn the ball over 24 times, normally you're not going to even get a sniff. The Boston Celtics almost got a chance to win that game.
Max, how do you explain Jason Tatum in Game 3 and Jason Tatum in Game 4? And we saw it in the Milwaukee series as well. It just seems like the same guy who has taken such a big step forward this year shouldn't have games like he had in Game 3.
It's just hard to, you know what, everybody says that about players. You know, the only thing that disappoints me about it, if you're a shooter, you're going to have points where you're going to be inconsistent and not being able to score. What was disappointing to me about Jason Tatum was the fact that he didn't put his imprint on in these games. When I say that, I think about Larry Bird. Many times I played with him, and you know he didn't score. He didn't score the ball well, didn't shoot the ball well. But what he really did to imprint the game, he might have, you know, he might shoot the ball poorly, but he'll have 17, 18 rebounds. He'll have 10 assists, 4 steals. That's what Jason Tatum has to do, and that's how this team is going to win, and that's how this team is going to grow.
All right, Cedric Maxwell, I don't mean to drastically change subjects, but while we had you on, I was thinking about this the other day because there's been a lot of talk about the Winning Time documentary that HBO has put out there, and I know I've only seen the first 2 episodes, so I haven't seen the point where they've even gotten to, you know, where they bring in the Celtics and all those, you know, and they have that whole rivalry. I haven't even gotten to that point in the show. Have you watched it? And as somebody who lived it, what do you think about it?
You know what? It's really funny. I really haven't seen that much of it. Snippets, people send stuff to me. You know, when it was Jerry West was in the limo and I made some play and he MF cornbread, you know, that kind of stuff. I thought that was really funny. Somebody sent it to me. I happened yesterday to Pat Riley and was in the back. And I walked in and I spoke to him again. He said, "Yeah, get out of here." I said, "Man, once a Laker and once a Celtics, always that." You know, just the hatred between the two. And I am on my podcast. I did a fact check on the whole thing about show Winning Time. And Norm Nixon, who I played with the Clippers, who played with the Lakers for a while, with Magic. And there was a segment in there where he pulled his fur coat off when Magic was a rookie and played him at the Playboy Mansion. And I called Norm and I had him on. And I was like, "Norm, did that ever happen?" He said, "Max, you know damn well that didn't happen. Why the hell would I look wearing a fur coat in the summertime in L.A. playing Magic?" He said, "No, they never even talked to me." So a lot of the stuff that they put in this was just, you know, just make-believe.
Is there like a weird fear? Because I always thought if someone made like a documentary, or not a documentary, but like a retelling of a story, and you knew that they had the liberty to basically do whatever they wanted, is there part of you that is fearing that an episode comes out that makes you look like an a-hole? Or are you just like, "Well, I think most people understand that this is all garbage"?
No, my ex-wife had that. The same thing you talk about. They believe stuff all the time. When I went to court with her, I was like, "Damn, did I do that?" So the scenario you're painting, I saw that up close and personal. Like, a-hole? Yeah. What did I do? So, no, I've seen that up close and personal. But, you know, in those kind of series, yeah, it is kind of funny when they don't stick to the script and they vary off someplace and they go here or there. And that's why it's so funny when you want to, you know, the day and time now of fact checking a lot of stuff that they do. I'm just wondering right now with this one coming up, Jim Jones, who was in the series, he was telling me about the guy who played him in Los Angeles. I'm going to do a podcast with him and talk to him about it. But now I'm trying to find out who's going to play me. I know Denzel's out there, so maybe that's where I'm going.
No, you can play a much younger man. There's no question about that. Well,
maybe I get the guy in Charlotte to play me that I gave Rick Rasnick. No, never mind.
Maybe when they make the Kyle Bailey story, you can be a triumphant character. Well, Cedric, I think, is telling everyone don't get married. I think is the main thing that we can glean from all this. Cedric Maxwell, voice of the Celtics. You'll hear him tomorrow night right here. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, gentlemen. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right, see you.
All right, take it easy. Max has been hurt.
I love that. I mean, because he brings it up in the broadcast.
Yeah, all the time. I mean, I'm not making it up.
It's not very far from top of mind at any given moment.
Yeah, like anytime, like, you know, like, do you ever get screwed? Well, yeah. I mean, it was during my divorce, it was horrible.
Yeah, you know, it's basically food and divorce court with him. One of the two is going to be...
Hey, come back here with that food.
Yeah, you got to be pretty bored by the end of that game if you're Cedric.
Was he saying that to Big Baby? Because Big Baby seemed to be hoarding it from everybody yesterday.
That makes sense, yeah.
Again, I do believe that that they have popcorn available for people that are sitting on the floor. But I'm not putting it past what I saw with my own eyes to reflect the fact that he had brought in his own bag to put as much popcorn in as possible.
I wonder what's going on, like, legally with him. Because remember, there was that story that somebody told us that after one of the shows that he did, somebody came up and, like, served him papers for, you know, that whole thing that was going on. I don't know if it's true or not. But
it sounds like a bunch of annoying stuff that... Just he's going to have to deal with for a long time.
All I know is that last night he probably said, I don't care if I have to put a mortgage on my house. You better get me a courtside seat because I'll never hear the end of it. Because people will think that, oh, yeah, I was never meant to have a courtside seat. I could never get one because of what happened that last time where he was sitting in a wrong person's seat and the camera happened to catch it.
This isn't fair because you're assuming that he wanted people to know it was him. Like he was wearing something that would announce that he was at the game. I mean, I just think it's a guy who wanted to catch some hoops.
To make a spectacle.
Critique the team's play.
I was getting videos of people that just filming it off the TV of, like, the camera just turning, and then you just see him just stuffing his face with a fistful of popcorn.
Yeah, there's no doubt the man loves to eat, which is you know, it's reflected in the way he looks. I mean, who could have predicted this fate for Big Baby Glenn Davis? All right, we'll be back in just a minute.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub Headlines.
The Celtics ran over Miami at TD Garden last night, 102-82, to even up the Eastern Conference Finals at 2 games apiece. Jason Tatum scored 31 points to lead the green, but the bigger story was the defense, and Robert Williams' return to the lineup was a very big help.
Covering for each other, being in our spots, being what we were supposed to be last game. Even though I didn't play, you know, I noticed the slip-ups that we had on the defensive end.
The Heat missed their first 14 shots. They wound up missing 2 out of every 3 they took for the evening. Game 5 tomorrow night in Miami. Golden State goes to Dallas tonight. They'll be trying to sweep the Western Conference Finals. Patriots began organized team activities yesterday in Foxborough. Nick Folk, Lawrence Guy, Matthew Judon, Adrian Phillips, and Isaiah Wynn were among those missing from the workout. And the Red Sox Trevor Story was voted the American League's Player of the Week yesterday. Sox had last night off. They open up a 3-game series in Chicago against the White Sox tonight. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the New England Revolution. Spend Memorial Day weekend with the New England Revolution this Saturday when they host the Philadelphia Union at 7:30. Get your tickets now at revolutionsoccer.net. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 9:30.
Over the shoulder pass for Al Horford for the two-hand slam.
This is Al Horford, and you're listening to the flagship station of the Boston Celtics, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
It really feels like a big time radio show.
Trocher and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Deadman hearing some boos. Fans looking for a villain now. Caleb Martin drives, reverses it up, and Al Horford blocks it again, puts his right hand over his eyes as if he was looking to see how far he swatted that ball into the crowd.
What? Say what?
That dude wants to go to his first NBA Finals. In 2010, they were up 3-0 on Orlando, lost here at TD Garden in Game 4. That eventually went to 6 games. In 2012, they did win.
Hey, come back here with that food.
Never mind. Go ahead.
They did win Game 4 in 2012, evening the Eastern Conference Finals league.
Hey, we're Toucher and Rich.
Hey, come back here with that food.
Hey, guy in the trunk, what do you think of that?
It's a rite of passage.
Ah, it is a rite of passage.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Think that we think we're superstars.
No. We get kicked in the reality nuts about once a week.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Man. Hey, come back here with that food.
You gotta come back. Don't touch me. We are Toucher and Rich. Talking a lot about the Celtics, about the disaster that is shaping up for the Patriots as they look for the impossible of who, no offensive and no defensive coordinator.
Well, I mean,
it's just snide remarks to the press.
Exactly.
They don't call plays, they don't call plays in minicamp except for when they're calling plays.
If anything, big old angry Bill is back. Maybe that's a good sign. You know, maybe Page he's reverting back to his winning angry ways.
Man, there is no
that when you have Brady. I think it's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was him being a dick the whole time that actually made them win.
We don't call plays; it just is. What do you mean? What is, man?
Where is it? Here, I think this might be the clip. No, that's
well, this
it.
Is, he's more chilly guy. If you want to play the new clip that you played this morning, you bounce a little chilly guy in the back of that.
Yeah.
And you got yourself, that was chilly Belichick.
There was a little chilly, bit.
Belichick is getting old and confused because he's starting to sound not like Swami Belichick. He's starting to sound like chilly guy Belichick.
All right, this might be it right here.
Bill, you said you've called plays, you haven't called plays. Is it an option for you to call offensive plays this year?
I've called them and I haven't called them. And other people have called them and they haven't called them.
Chilling.
So, we'll see.
So raise a couple beers?
That's right, a couple beers, no beers, yes. We've seen that before.
Yeah, have we washed
couple
the system?
Beers haven't been in on John.
You
know what? Keep track of that the rest of the season because he's put such a phenomenal amount of pressure on himself having these bozos surrounding him. I wonder if he's going to start to sound more and more like the chilly guy. I call plays. He calls plays. No plays ever.
Well, I mean, maybe so he could be more freaking to the chilly guy and Matt Patricia turning into faster guy.
You know, ground beef is really a winner nowadays.
Maybe. Have we really erased Ivory Chilly Guy?
No, we have not.
Okay.
We have not.
I mean, is there going to be a robe trial? I don't know.
I don't know if you could have a robe trial. You could definitely think about it.
I mean, you could certainly think about it at one point at least. You'd want to know if you had a robe trial. I mean, it wouldn't be too much to ask to find the clip.
I'm trying to find it.
I can see you.
I haven't gone into the chili guy section in forever.
I mean, there's many sound. I mean, there has to be 100 hours of Chili Guy clips in there. Couple plays, no plays. I got no
Timmy's
plays.
Timmy's a good boy.
Yeah, that's right. Timmy was a good boy.
That's right. Timmy is a good boy.
That was a Spanish kid. If you were listening earlier.
Hey, you know, Marty, I'm showing you.
That was Cigar Chomp and Chili Guy. Betting on the Ponies, Chili Guy.
How do we not have robe trial anywhere?
I know. One of the famous quotes of and it's going to be a robe trial.
I mean, anyone can put on a robe and say I'm a judge. Dude, I quote him all the time. All the time. I mean, Pizza House. I mean, that's something I constantly, whenever it's time to pizza, I always go, where are we going to get it from?
Pizza House.
I mean, all the time.
Watch the traffic. I love you.
I love you. Watch the traffic. And then Shaq Attack, Shaq Attack, Shaq Attack, Daddy Mouth is something I say constantly as well. I mean,
Shaq Attack, Shaq Attack, Shaq Attack, Daddy Mouth.
I don't know what that means.
R.I.P. the Chili Guy.
Chili Guy. We miss you, buddy. We miss you.
Every time we play Chili Guy, people say, did he die? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we died 10 years ago. We got a suspicious call from someone who said they were, like, with the Chili Guy right before he died. Management got a call.
No. We got an email.
Oh, we got, and then management kind of freaked out, and I don't know if I believe the email.
No. We got an email of somebody who like gave us a heads up on what had happened. And how
no, not that one. I'm talking about the one about the clips.
Oh, okay.
Because you really think that someone was like that close to the Chili Guy and just said, you know, for the next?
Well, I don't know. All I know is the Chili Guy was one of the. Like, he loved seeing Adolfo, and in the end, you know, he loved, like, the Chili Christmas and everything. You know, he was somebody who loved the listeners. I miss that guy. I do. And he was a staple for how many years right there over by Fenway Park? And then he would migrate. He would go over to the TD Garden and hang out with people, too.
All I'm saying is I don't buy that. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, he was. That's what Bill Welch
said. It wasn't me. I was on the roof. I forgot that's another one. He was on the roof.
I don't remember that one.
He said
either.
He saw a second Adolfo on the roof.
Oh, well.
He said, yeah, I saw you.
Huh.
Yeah, you were on the roof.
Adolfo must have spent, I mean, if you put all the hours together, 100 hours with the Chili Guy?
Oh, sure. I
mean, you're taking lug nuts from cars and trucks off tires.
Of course.
I don't know. But anyway, no one loved the Chili Guy more than our listeners.
Oh yeah, he was the best. I don't think
the Chili Guy hasn't been around since before the Sports Hub.
You never had him after I joined.
Really?
No, I don't
yes.
think so. No.
Wow.
I think he was before me.
Oh, he was just the best.
Because everything kind of happened right next to each other, and it was. Before we were on this station, it was before we were on this station. It was certainly before we were on Beasley. So,
yeah, faster guy, yes, but yes. Not this guy.
Yeah, so none of those old things apply, but it's total new ball game. But there you have it.
His weight is all off.
We probably could have used the extra 15 years. To play all the Chili Guy audio that we acquired. We might have hit the gas a little too hard on the Chili Guy.
He was the best.
Yeah, he was great, but maybe that would have been better spread over 15 years rather than condensed into 2 years.
We're going to have a karaoke Richie night.
Karaoke Richie, remember karaoke night, huh, baby?
Karaoke night, huh, baby?
That's right, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
What are you reading about, Chili Guy?
I'm reading about Joe Torre now.
Okay, I'm reading about Joe Torre, of course.
John, who is the baseball writer that just passed? The guy from the New Yorker. Okay, you don't know because you don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
You claim to be this baseball romantic. No, you're not. Do you know of... You're really not. Do you know of a writer by name... Of he lived to be 100. He was in all of the...
Oh, Roger Angel. Yes.
Yes.
Very famous author.
But you realize he just died.
Yes. I didn't know he wrote for the New Yorker. I read his books. Never read in the New Yorker.
Sharp as Attack. But that's his books are basically just his New Yorker articles. But anyway, I digress. he lived to be 100 and over 100, and he wrote an article about being 100, and he said that the thing about being 100 is that you have survived so much loss, like, you know, most likely children, you know, if you have enough of them, like, a good chance some of them died, like all these people died. And that's the thing about being on the radio here for so long, is that we've had so many paths to... But nonetheless, so many passed. We had the faster guy and the chili guy. Both.
Well, passed. I don't know if the faster guy has passed. He just disappeared.
Oh, not faster guy. I mean,
hey, guys.
Gunner.
Hey.
Yeah, the gunner.
We've,
the
had
gunner.
The, we've had the gunner.
Yeah, we know he has passed.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yes. So, I mean, the longer you do this, sometimes I hear a voice that sounds just like the faster guy. There are people that sound like the faster guy. And I hear it, and I go, is that him? And is that him? Like, but he's medicated. Like, is that him? But he's feeling all right.
It's funny how you said that Bill Belichick's speak is turning into the chili guy when it's Matt Patricia whose appearance is morphing into the chili guy.
Well, he's always looked like the, not morphing. I mean, he looks like the chili guy.
Yeah, he's always got to be that way.
Yeah,
like Bluto.
Yeah, Bluto, chili guy. I mean, chili guy had a very big resemblance to Pluto. There's no question about it.
I'm hearing a Dan Lipschitz from the other room.
Oh. Yeah, Dan
Well,
Lipschitz.
Matt Patricia and Dan Lipschitz look a lot alike.
Matt,
they do.
Matt Patricia, yeah. Dan Lipschitz, Bluto, chili guy. Yes, there's a type there.
There's a look.
A bearded big guy who has no time for the riffraff.
Right.
No time for the people intellectually inferior to them, who is everyone.
There are things, I mean, to
the
do.
Chili guy had no time.
Shenanigans. No shenanigans. Yeah,
the chili guy had no time for those beneath him, and neither does Patricia, neither does Lipschitz. And neither did Bluto. I mean, he wanted Popeye out of there immediately. He felt that he was the right guy for olive oil. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the old stack?
We've got a Jason Tatum stat that is just ridiculous. We have a new Hard Rocks team. You like Hard Knocks? Who's not a fan of Hard Knocks? If it's got Jim Irsay, it might be tough to watch. And Stephen A. Smith has a hard time with math.
Yeah, but he's on TV a lot. I mean, his brain's always got to be firing on all cylinders. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher and Rich. And whatever this is.
This son of Daddy Rick Flair, they're omnipotent.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
So just a quick statistic that I saw Chris Forsberg throw out into the world, which I thought was interesting when it comes to Jason Tatum. Obviously, he did well offensively last night, 31 points, sat down, garbage time, a great response. But he's done that every time the team loses. When he comes back, he ends up having an excellent game. But defensively, he was stellar as well. And Chris Forsberg said that he players, when defended by Jason Tatum in Game 4, scored 0 points. They were 0 for 9 against him, and he caused 2 turnovers. As a matter of fact, the Heat versus the Boston's starting front court entirely was 6 for 22, shooting only 23%. But then, if you take a look at how this team has done, despite their 2 losses, but defensively, if you look at what they have done throughout the entire playoffs, right now, Marcus Smart is ranked first in charges drawn. Jaylen Brown, first in loose balls recovered, although he probably caused half of those loose balls. Jason Tatum, first in deflections. Al Horford, first in shots contested. and Rob Williams first in blocks per 36. And I know that Robert Williams is kind of crazy. You know, of all the time that he lost or missed this season, I think it was like over 20 games, he was still third in blocks in the league, which is impressive. And you could see it last night, obviously, the way he's played. I mean, he just changes everything. So there you go. If you want to rest your hat on Jason Tatum not only having a good night last night offensively, he was also excellent on the defensive side as well. Now, Fred, when Paul Feinbaum takes a vacation, it's like something is off in the world. It's like there's a balance that needs to be restored because it's just pure chaos throughout the map dots all across America, or Southern America, rather. And yesterday, there was a caller to the Paul Feinbaum show who was a little confused that it wasn't Paul who was answering the phone. Dan, can you pot this up right here? Let's take a listen.
Yeah, one more call before we go to the break. Nanette?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, you're on live with the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Okay, am I on right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, who am I talking to?
Richard Johnson, Spencer Hall. Not Paul. Paul's off this week.
Yeah, Paul's off. We're holding down the fort.
Okay, now who am I talking to again?
That's Richard Johnson and Spencer Hall.
Okay, well, I see two different dudes on TV.
That is correct, ma'am.
That's us. We look good, live and in living color.
We do look good.
Okay, so I'm talking to them right now.
That's correct.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
It took a little while, 53 seconds for her to figure out what was going on.
Right. And she still didn't really figure it out because she said, I'm talking to them right now. Well, she saw them move their mouths in time with the call. And I wanted him. Is this my window or the TV?
It reminds me of...
Hey, Paul. Man, I love you.
Hey, Paul. They're all like that. Like even the bear. Hey, Paul. It's like this. Just finally
thinking about the bear.
Thinking about the bear.
I just love how it took
ruining some vegetables.
It took a second for the gerbil wheel to start spinning.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
Two, three.
Man, I love you.
Yeah, just this, that sigh of relief that finally you're on.
I just love how she's confused. You don't look like Paul.
No.
Where is Paul?
I don't know how he can take time off. The SEC never rests.
No.
SEC football is still grinding right now.
There's no question. Well, last night, Stephen A. Smith was absolutely aghast at what he saw from the Miami Heat's offense. And he tried to break it down mathematically.
But in the end, five starters combined for 18 points. That's an average of 6 points per starter. If that ain't pathetic, I don't know what is.
It's less than that. But anyway, we've gone through four games. It's been unbelievably inconsistent.
Right, it's less than that. You're right.
Have you seen
right.
enough to draw some... some conclusion of who you might like.
No, it's not 5.5 either.
No, it's not hard math either. That's not. That's even me. I'm like, wait a second. So, that's not right.
Yeah, that's pulling a shirt and leave right there.
No. He lapped us on that one. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that was us with the 2,000 minutes yesterday.
Oh, that's in the thousands. Get out of here. six times five is 30. I mean,
yes.
Everyone knows that. No, you get in the thousands, and you're rounding up numbers and everything. Oh, there was a whole lot to do there.
But if you say it emphatically, then people, you know, will believe it and they'll buy it and they'll shake their head. Yes,
I'll tell you, I am getting a great deal of hate mail because I said I don't think the team needs Marcus Smart. There is protectors of Marcus Smart that
really?
Are very. Oh yeah,
this is Twitter and email.
Oh yeah,
email.
I get emails mostly. Nothing to back it up. Just you know, well, you don't watch it, or he's the heart
read,
and soul.
Read some of these. I'd like to hear some of these.
I've thrown them all away, but all right, okay, I will look them up. I can read you them.
Okay.
I have gotten. You know, all right, go ahead.
All right,
move on.
In the meantime, there has been the new season of Hard Knocks announced. And remember, they've moved to in season. Now, last year's in season.
Oh, I got one. Okay. Please stop. You're the guy who apparently named your son after some guy in a band. Please stop and stuck to what you know. That is past from tense. Today. Yeah, stuck to what you know. Yes, indeed. And I will find more. That one just popped up. I'll find more. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay, well, Hard Knocks, they have switched to in-season, which last year, surprisingly great, because you had, of course, the Indianapolis Colts, all the great Jim Irsay clips that came out of it. Also, you got to see in real time that team that had so many Pro Bowlers away their shot at a postseason. That was
Rush had an album called Grace Under Pressure.
That's where it came from, Fred. That is exactly, yes. And it was right before the play that
the greatest
cost them.
Line in the history of the history of maybe reality TV.
You know what? It could have been the only one I would say that was better than that was when you had Antonio Cromartie not being able to remember the names of his kids.
Oh, I don't know. I don't
know. That was pretty phenomenal.
That was good, but it's not Jim Irsay of all the things, because you knew he was going to make a band reference. But when he goes Rush on you.
Rush had an album title called Grace Under Pressure.
Grace Under Pressure.
That was pretty great.
I mean, he might as well have been in an arcade like 3 decades ago while he said that.
The only thing is that this year they've picked a team that is not even near as interesting as the Colts. They are going with the Arizona Cardinals, which unfortunately means a intolerable amount of J.J. Watt being a hardo.
God.
Do you remember when it was the Texans and he was like just doing? He was out there with the jugs machine before anybody else. He was flipping tires and all that, and it was basically just a almost like Johnny Gomes-ish, the way that he would somehow find the front of a camera.
Remember, also, you remember on social media, this a little off of, but remember there was like a hurricane, all the roads were flooded, but Watt made it to the practice facility and made sure he posted photos.
Which, by the way, I think that the governor had told people to stay off the roads.
That's right. He wanted to make sure that he was grinding. He was rising and grinding.
Yeah, there was rising and grinding with his brother when they were in that frozen lake.
Oh, yeah. It's like, this is how we do it back home, and they cut a hole into the ice water and
that's exactly how they do it back home.
That's pretty funny. By the way, somebody's saying it literally says our heart and soul Marcus Smart in the Celtics Twitter bio. So if you have the official Celtics Twitter account,
that's an original take by the gentleman. He must watch all the games.
Well, Cedric Maxwell had that take, so you know.
He was not presented to him as. Do you think that Marcus?
He said the heart, and then I asked to see the heart and the soul, and he said yes.
Again, it's not that guy's take. It's not. It's the thing is that. The more people repeat it, mm-hmm. the more it's still the dumber it is to me, because you're just aping what people have said.
I don't know why they don't play Huey Lewis every time he takes the court.
I saw that tweet.
Mm-hmm. Hard and soul.
It just rubs me the wrong way. Just like, what a dumb thing, like, as a fan to say. He's the heart and soul of the team. Like, while saying your superior basketball knowledge, like, well, he's the heart and soul of the team. Oh! Well, I mean, now you nailed it down. I mean, who can argue with that? I mean, you would know. I mean, I see it. I mean, he's out there, yells. Uh-huh. He's the heart and soul.
Did you see that video that was going around yesterday of the dude at the airport with an airport employee?
Yes.
Okay. So, I mean, just from what we saw on the video, we don't know how it started. We don't know how it ended after the video camera or the cell phone stopped rolling. But what it looked like was that there was an argument between this very large passenger and somebody who was an employee there. And it looks like...
Who was not small himself.
No, yeah. But according to the video, it looks like the airport employee is the one who swung first and hit this big dude. So the big dude basically goes, oh, you want to fight? And then hits the guy so hard that the dude hits his head on like the computer stand and then falls onto where you load the luggage. And the only thing that would have made the video better is if the luggage thing started pulling away.
I thought that was going to happen, and I thought it was going to be that horrible sound of his head just like...
that would have been awful. Well, now we are finding out that passenger who got in the fight is an ex-NFL player named Brendan Langley, and he used to play for the Broncos. He was arrested and charged with simple assault. Now, law enforcement is saying that he was arrested, not the employee, despite this guy's claim that he didn't throw the first punch. Because remember, that guy, I'll give him one thing, after he got, hit really hard, got back up and tried once again. And the football player said, are you really doing this? You really want me to keep fighting?
The adrenaline started wearing off on the football player. And he started to seem to realize where he was and what was going on. And they're both lunatics. I mean, they're both lunatics. Yeah, I mean, you can't just don't fight at the airport.
So
no matter what, don't fight at the airport, even though I've almost gotten in fights at the airport.
But that's like verbal. It says an airline passenger and a United Airlines employee were in an all-out brawl, blah, blah, blah. And it said witnesses say the two began arguing before pushing, slapping, and ultimately punching each other. Now, the video, according to reports, starts mid-fight, where the worker seems to, of course, push the passenger, and then the passenger slaps the employee in the face, and that's when all hell breaks loose.
But regardless, the worker came out from behind the counter, which, while a fantasy for probably all of us who've ever worked in customer service or dealing with the public, I mean, is an act of aggression. I mean, if some, I would imagine at the airport, it takes forever, by the way, for the cops to get anywhere. Like, the cops at the airports are not running on. I mean, remember that fight in Miami where the guy has time to not only, like, fight everyone, but then, like, start picking things up and throwing them?
It's like
a 3-minute video.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're a cop at the airport, like, this is it, man. This is what's happening. This is showtime. But I guess if there's nothing to do for long enough, this is what happens. But, I mean, I can't believe that the police didn't show up. But I would imagine that your training, right, would be, like, to let the guy, like, go off and just kind of call the cops and wait for them, wouldn't you say?
You would think so. But, Fred, I have to ask you real quick, because I know you'll be honest, because I'm all of a sudden getting inundated with a ton of tweets. I'll just read you the first one. Fart. Fred just farted. Another one. Are we going to ignore the flatulence infraction at 9:51 p.m. or
all right, pull it.
Issuing
pull it.
A subpoena for Fred to fart court today's show at 9:50. Someone just ripped one, immediate fart court. Like, I'm getting all these ones in. I did not notice it.
I didn't notice it either, but I have farted during today's show, but I turned the mic off.
Now,
I have farted in break.
Are you at the point of your life where it's just farts just fly out without you knowing it? Or
I am not at that point of my life, fortunately. I mean, the first to tell you I did. Do we have time to pull audio?
Dude, we got like 40 seconds. So.
No, we don't. We have as much time as we really need.
Nick,
can you pull?
Is there any way? It's 9:50. At 9:51 on May 24th, someone farted. Was it Fred, Richard, John? I call for an emergency fart court. Maybe we settle this tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We have a
I don't think I farted, so I think it's best to do now if possible. Because I think we're looking at a 2-second 7 o'clock break.
I don't think we can go back and do it. Because I think the break has to be over with to get the audio.
Oh.
Well, schedule it for 7, I guess. Maybe it was John. Maybe John just didn't hear it over there.
Yeah. Why has it got to be me?
It is odd how everyone, there are three of us here, and everyone blames you immediately.
I honestly thought it was a bit. There you go.
Huh.
I wonder if I made a noise with my mouth.
That could be it. Well, that's why fart court exists, is to get
uncover the truth.
I could give you a fart court right now.
Could you? Let's hear it.
Yeah! On command, Freddie T. Very impressive.
It's like someone dropped a pack of quarters.
What?
It's like a stack.
Oh, please.
Fred's smile after he did that. He was so proud of
someone
himself.
Someone dropped a stack of quarters on a cushion.
All right. I don't get that. That would go ting-a-ling, huh?
And your smile when you describe it. Just makes it for me.
I'm the best. Mike Lockhart says you did make the fart noise with your mouth earlier.
All right, okay.
So there you go. All right. Nope. That would be a mistake. All right. It's NPR. Time is 9:56. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.